From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, California faces its driest year on record.
But first to the Philippines, where the death toll is now expected to climb above 10,000 in the wake of Typhoon Haiyan. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead is on the island of Cebu. And Alistair, we're hearing that some towns there are almost completely destroyed. What are you seeing?
Well, we came as far north as we could up the island of Cebu, which is a narrow island, the northern tip of which was hit full-on by the typhoon. We got to a point where houses had been destroyed. Where I am at the moment, in the darkness here, and it is completely dark because all the power is out here. There's only a little moonlight from behind a cloud and the orange glow of fires that people have lit outside their home. What an eerie scene, actually. There's wind whipping in here. There's battered palm trees are silhouetted against the sky. The power lines just hanging down. Trees, bits of metal, shrub, all scattered around. And this is an area that just was clipped by the typhoon. This isn't the area that took the full force of it. That is some miles further up the road. That is something we will have to look at first light, because it's very difficult to go any further in the darkness. Mm. But what we've been told from people who've been coming out of that area is that it wasn't just the wind, but it was also the surging seas, which has really had a dramatic impact on the areas further north of here. As you say, 80-90% of the houses, some areas, everything has just been flattened by the typhoon. That is what lies ahead of us on the road north on the island of Cebu.
Well, we're hearing of a surge of 10 feet in some areas. And just remind us, I believe there are six central islands on the Philippines. Where does Cebu fit into the island structure of the Philippines?
Well, people will have heard a lot from Tacloban. That's the big city which has been hit very hard by the storm. That was one of the first areas it hit, and that was a place where the emergency services, the emergency centre for the response to disaster was based. That's where there's been a lot of chaos in a big urban area where people are very much struggling. This island, Cebu, is to the west of that. Basically, it cut through a number of different islands. It landed in six different places as it gradually reduced from the Category 5 storm it was when it first struck land, to then leaving the Philippines and heading off towards Vietnam, where, of course, now it is down to a tropical storm. So this area, this island, as well as small islands, off this island of Cebu, which are also areas that people are reporting that they expect them to be completely flattened. Communications are down. We do have some cell phone reception here, but not certainly further north of here. And we've seen a lot of people heading south. Now, in a way, the one good thing that the people of Cebu have is a road that works. That means that they can go for 2.5 hours south, and they go to Cebu City. They go to a place that is functioning, that has water, that has gas supplies, that has everything people need. So we've seen coach after coach going down the road, south down to Cebu City, an area where, you know, things are working, where there's water, where there's food, where there's gas, where there are many people. I think people really here have seen the amount of damage, devastation in this area. No power, very little chance to get things organized, very little help coming quickly, and they've just decided to move down to somewhere where at least they can survive for the time being, get their things together, and then leave the cleanup operation to another day to come back up here and then deal with it. And the other thing, of course, on everyone's minds is that there is another tropical storm which has formed off the island of Mindanao, and that is heading in this direction, pretty close to the areas that were that suffered the full force of the super typhoon. Whether that strengthens or not, more heavy rain and winds to an area that's already been flattened is just going to increase the misery and make it harder for the vast rescue effort that is has been launched and has been brought in from all over the world and is arriving bit by bit.
Alistair, we can hear dogs barking behind you. It's a reminder that everything is without shelter when an area is flattened. But we're also hearing of looting in some areas because people are desperate. They're without water or food. You say that there's an area a couple of miles from where you are, but is there a sense of people in areas, you know, running out of water, not having the things you need to survive, even if they survive the storm?
I know that the reports, there's very serious reports of Tacloban. That's the area where, after dark, people who are going in there are being very cautious. Here, I think there is a much better atmosphere. I think because people sort of been able to leave and head south, they have taken some of the pressure off. We saw some water being given out. We saw some supplies. There's still fuel available here as well. And the atmosphere is different. But on the road, as it was getting dark, there's lots of people by the side of the roads outside their houses. Children have been sent out with signs up saying, help, give us water. They know that aid convoys, that people are going to be coming up this road and they want to get that help. And they need that help because it's a very poor area. They don't have access to these things. And there is that concern that travelling after dark in these areas, that people will gather into the road and there could be some tension. But that's certainly not something that I've experienced. And certainly it seems that people are just sort of sitting, gathering. There are piles of metal and wood, things that they've started to clear up already. They don't know what to do, and they're just waiting and hoping that supplies will come for them soon.
Yeah. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead on the Philippine island of Cebu. Alistair, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.